This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's turn, though, to last night's election results. Yesterday saw another strong voter turnout, really strong, but that wasn't the cause of the tie-up in Phoenix, where some waited 5 hours to cast ballots after county officials, in a cost-saving move, decided to open only 60 polling sites in a county with 2 million registered voters. By comparison, 200 were open for the 2012 presidential primary. In Arizona's winner-take-all race last night, Donald Trump is the projected victor, 47% to Ted Cruz's 25%. Trump takes all 58 of the state's delegates, and notice that Marco Rubio, who ended his campaign a week ago, is currently leading John Kasich, a likely effect of early voting. But Cruz answered back in Utah's caucus, where he is projected to easily clear the 50% threshold to claim all of its delegates rather than a proportional split. Kasich in a distant second there at 17%, Trump at 14%. Confidence emanated from Cruz's campaign manager, Jeff Rowe, who called his shot in a tweet around 1 a.m. Eastern time, quote, "We will get 50% plus in Utah and all 40 delegates, hashtag Babe Ruth." Cruz still has a big deficit to overcome. Each picked up a delegate from American Samoa, and Trump took away the most delegates on the night. Trump stands now at 744 delegates to Cruz's 468. So Ted Cruz is feeling like he's in the game, Joe, is he?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say. It was a split decision last night. Of course, the only number that matters is 1-2-3-7. And Mark Halperin, sort through all this for us. How do last night's results fit in to the bigger question of whether there's going to be a contested convention or not?
Well, Donald Trump, like Hillary Clinton, is on an inexorable march to a majority of the delegates. People who want to stop Trump or Clinton can't keep splitting contests. They have to start beating them decisively. Trump wins Arizona. Cruz gets Jeb Bush's endorsement, does very well in Utah. But the showdown's Wisconsin now. Last night only heightens the prospect of a Trump-Clinton general election unless they can be stopped in 2 weeks in Wisconsin. If they can't be stopped there, it's pretty close to over.
That's brings up a good point. I mean, the march is on. And these other candidates have got to start beating Trump resoundingly, with him having 738 delegates now, Ted Cruz at 463, Kasich still hanging in there. And, you know, at some point you question, you know, what's good for, you know, good for the country and is the best, you know, best for the party as well. You know, this conversation about a contested convention, I think, is very, very dangerous. It just opens up more and more opportunity to Hillary. What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, I think, I feel like they're cutting off their nose to spite their face on a lot of this. And, you know, Cruz is pretty happy that he won all the delegates in Utah, but he still lost. He still went further down on the day. So I don't quite understand why that's such a great thing when you need to get 87% of the remaining votes or
remaining delegates
and still lose 18 on the night. Well,
you're moving in the wrong direction.
The
stuff is pretty well laid out there. And again, you know, and I feel the same way. You've heard me say, it's tough to tell somebody they need to get out. But at some point, they need to have some backroom meetings and say, okay, guys, how can we present some united front here? Because we're starting to waste time. I mean, Clinton continues to march on. I mean, she's the heir apparent. They've designed it for her. I mean, with all the superdelegates and everything. I mean, so I think it's a foregone conclusion. It's just a matter of how much damage the standard bearer for the GOP is going to have to endure before he gets to a national contest with one Hillary Clinton. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're excited to have Gabby Morangiello, a political reporter for the Washington Examiner, with us. Gabby, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, great. Always good to have you back and have your perspective on what's going on. Of course, primary last night, not quite the Super Tuesday, kind of, less than Super Tuesday. But nonetheless, there were some delegates out there to be assigned.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it wasn't Super Tuesday, but it will definitely have a super big impact on the state of the race. Donald Trump dominated Arizona, and as we saw last night with early voting there, just in, you know, some of the most populous counties in that state, he really picked up a tremendous number of supporters in both southern Arizona, down along the border towns, and in pretty much every county. And Texas Senator Ted Cruz up in Utah did really well. I mean, he almost reached 70% of the vote in Utah, in Utah's Republican primary. So, you know, both of these candidates walk away now with the delegates from both those states, and there's still about 270 delegates separating the two of them, but it's really difficult to see going forward how John Kasich remains in the race when you have, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz continuing to pick up delegates in state after state.
Well, Kasich almost becomes a bit of a, and I think that he may expend some political capital here, because he is seen more as a spoiler than somebody who's helping to unify the party, don't you think?
Right, and you're certainly correct on that. And Ted Cruz has even mentioned that, you know, the only purpose that he currently serves in the race is him becoming closer to being chosen as Donald Trump's vice president if right. Trump succeeds in securing the nomination. Coming up, we have New York, we have Wisconsin. We don't really have any states in the next two or three weeks that John Kasich is really polling particularly well in, or that he would, include the types of demographics and Republican voters that would normally vote for somebody like him. So it's going to be a long while until we reach states like Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Delaware, some of these other states that he might do well in, might at least like second in. But it's tough to see how he would carry momentum into those states when he's now hasn't had a win since Ohio.
Is the establishment getting closer and closer? And when I say the establishment, of course, they're trying to make themselves sound, you know, nebulous for some apparent reason. But nonetheless, it still exists. The people that have been pulling the levers all these years for the Republican Party, are they starting to realize that, Trump's going to be their guy?
I don't think so. The endorsement this morning from Jeb Bush for Ted Cruz,
right, exactly.
Yeah, that was, that came as a surprise to a lot of people who see Jeb Bush as this remarkably establishment-friendly candidate who would, never even consider endorsing somebody as conservative as Cruz on a number of issues like immigration, foreign policy, et cetera. so, you know, that really sends this message that the establishment isn't yet ready to embrace Donald Trump as its standard bearer. And I think we're going to continue to see this divided Republican Party for, you know, at least the next several months until the convention.
Well, you know, what I'm concerned about, Gabby, and, you know, looking at that, I mean, you're talking, you know, come July, how much time does that give them to unify and to, you know, to balance out this counter message that Hillary Clinton's going to be putting out? I think they need to be unified sooner than later, you know, for the sake of the bigger contest. I mean, like it or not, Trump has the message. It has resonated with the public. Rather than reject Donald Trump, I think they need to begin to embrace what his message is doing and how it's connected with a large number of voters. I mean, the GOP has been saying for years, hey, let's spread out the tent. We need to have more people involved. And Donald Trump is giving them that, but they're saying, well, not like that.
Right. No, well, Republican voters seem to share that sentiment. I mean, there was a poll released this morning that showed that about 55% of Republican voters nationwide think that if Donald Trump heads into the convention in July with the highest delegate count, that he should be handed the nomination. So, you know, we are seeing, we may not be seeing the establishment and a number of really conservative Republican lawmakers come together and coalesce around Trump, but we are seeing Republican voters realizing the impact it would have in a general election if their party is completely divided. And if they, you know, nominate somebody other than the candidate that received a majority of the delegates, really received the people's support. So
exactly.
I think you're absolutely correct on that. It's really time for the GOP to take a hard look at what kind of impact that would have and how it would disadvantage them in a general election against Clinton.
And I don't know why people got amazed. Of course, the media jumped all over this when, you know, they asked Donald Trump, the businessman, you know, what would happen if your constituency was disenfranchised? Well, he knows that his followers are very passionate. And he says, well, you're probably going to run into some problems. There's going to be some riots. And they, oh, my goodness, he's promoting riots and all that. It's like, no, he's kind of just telling you like it is. I didn't take any grave exception to that. How did you feel about that statement, Gabby?
Yeah, you know, I understand that it's definitely a legitimate, it's something that could happen if he is, you know, not allowed or prevented from securing the nomination. But I can see how a number of people took that as him perhaps planting an idea that may not have previously existed in the minds of his supporters. It's no secret that Donald Trump has the most loyal supporters and that they would be tremendously upset if he was prevented from securing the nomination despite having the greatest number of delegates. But to, you know, say that, well, my supporters are so loyal that they might riot, or, you know, my supporters are so loyal that I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and they'd stand by me. Those kinds of statements just really aren't becoming of a presidential candidate, at least in my opinion.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Gabby. I mean, he's a non-politician, so we can't expect political terminology from him. You know, the opposite bookend here on the Democratic side is one Bernie Sanders. You talk about a passionate following here. I'm not sure the young people really understand how the system has been rigged against Bernie if they did. Because that's the one thing about millennials, Gabby, and you know better than I do, you know, that in terms of the millennials' psychographics is they really want this sense of fairness to take place. And if they really understood what was happening, you know, with the superdelegates and the way this whole process has been tilted towards Hillary Clinton, you would think they'd be more outraged, but I don't think they're quite understanding what the game is.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of ironic that Bernie Sanders' entire message is about equality and fairness and ensuring that, you know, this political class no longer is able to rig the system, and yet here his supporters are, as you mentioned, completely unaware of how he's being rigged out of the Democratic nomination. I think there are certainly some more glaring examples of how this is happening that are easier to understand. Just, you know, take the Democratic debate schedule, for example. I think a lot of his supporters realized that that was an attempt to keep Hillary Clinton from, you know, making any gaffes that would be caught up in the news cycle. And
exactly. Gabby, stay right there. We've got more from Gabby Morangiello right after this. Stay with us.
Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract. You can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Now coming at you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day from 9 to noon Eastern Time. on this 270-plus syndicated monster that delivers the truth and reason as best we can. That is our commitment to you if we're going to get this country back on track. With us right now, Gabby Morongiello continues, political reporter for the Washington Examiner. Gabby, I know with horror, just as you, and with prayers for all those affected in Belgium, absolutely horrific once again, what happened here. I want to talk about the implications that this could have on, you know, on the political process, on the campaign here in the United States, because we see what's happening in Europe, and we all, as some have said, here, even in America, though we're so far away, we're bleeding, you know, for these people that have kind of left themselves defenseless. I mean, their own security people are saying, we're overwhelmed. We can't handle, we can't, you know, do all the research. We can't follow up on all the different tips that we get. And it's no wonder. I mean, when I saw what their budget, you know, for their national security against their GDP, I mean, you're talking about 1%, and they had a big deal, a big NATO meeting here. What was it last year? They said, okay, we'll raise it up to 2%, but they haven't even got it up to 2%. It's no wonder they're so vulnerable.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to bring up an entirely new discussion in the political, in the presidential campaign about America's role in, you know, helping to prevent global terrorism. I mean, this is a dominant topic already, but these repeated attacks, not just in Brussels, but, you know, previously in Paris and in San Bernardino, they raise questions about how involved the United States should be in helping its European allies prevent stuff like this from happening. And it's also going to be interesting to see whether, you know, one of the Republican candidates receives a bump from this. I know Donald Trump, post-Paris, saw a pretty decent rise in his poll numbers just because of the tough talk that he had on terrorism immediately after those attacks. So, you know, going into the next few nominating contests and just in the next few weeks when, you know, national polls of Republican voters are taken, we could very well see another bump for him because his rhetoric and his you know, unwillingness to compromise on defeating terrorism really plays to the anger and fear among voters, not just Republican voters, but voters in general.
Well, as you mentioned, we're attacked here domestically in San Bernardino, a couple of areas across the country. We've had terrorist activity. This isn't like, you know, the administration of George W. Bush, where we could say after 9/11, at least we hadn't been attacked. We thank God for it. And we say we've been pretty fortunate. And even the security forces would say we've been most fortunate, and luck played a big part on this. But even, you know, what we hear from Brussels and Belgium is that, you know, they're ill-equipped, they can't handle everything, and we're hearing the same thing from our own security, you know, people here, our national security forces and spokespeople that are saying we can't cover it all ourselves right now. So and then you look at the broken borders we have. All these things come into play when you're looking to a president who is number one most important job is to be focused on the security of the citizenry.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it is, again, a really complex issue, but one that Republican voters, Democratic voters, everybody who participates and focuses on what the presidential candidates are saying are really paying attention to. And it's going to be, you know, it's something interesting about this is the way that Hillary Clinton has positioned herself in the election cycle so far. She has said basically that, you know, her foreign policy would be a continuation of the Obama administration's, and that she would essentially be a third term President Obama. And so, you know, seeing what's happened, not just domestically, but in Europe and in the Middle East, this is, you know, partially due to the legacy that Clinton left as Secretary of State. And it's going to be difficult for her and for her campaign to really spin this at a time when so many voters are really frustrated by President Obama's tepid response towards terrorism. So far.
Well, her support of Obama's policies, I find a bit ironic, if not entertaining in light of what her husband had to say about the last 8 years. And of course he walked it back a little bit and says, oh, I wasn't talking about Obama, I was talking about the Republicans. Well, the Republicans haven't been in charge of the White House, buddy. I hate to tell you that.
Yeah, it was quite a statement from Bill Clinton there, and it kind of shows a disconnect between, you know, his wife's campaign and his personal opinions. Even if he did try to walk it back, that's definitely a soundbite that, you know, Republican presidential candidates and outside groups are going to use in a general election, especially when his wife is positioning herself so close to President Obama on a number of key issues.
Exactly. Well, you have you have Hillary saying, look, we're going to give you another 4 years at least. And now she's talking 8 years. So she's saying eight more years of Obama. This on the heels of what's happened in Europe. I think overall the reputation of America, you know, many people, the majority of Americans feel it is less, not more than, even though the president insists it's actually better. I'm not sure where he gets this. And on the heels of, you know, we got an apologetic tour that started with his administration in Europe, and it seems that the other bookend now is finishing up in Cuba. You know, this is not sitting well with, I believe, you know, most of America, and this is why they seem to hold a clear contrast now, and that contrast is becoming more and more glaring between, you know, President Obama now handing the baton to Hillary Clinton if we want more of the same. Or are we willing to just say, hey, let's, you know, let's pull it all on the line and let's get somebody else who's outside and non-beholden and let's see what he can do?
Yeah, you know, a lot of these moves that President Obama has taken to ensure that his legacy is appealing to him and to his, you know, members of his administration really jeopardize Hillary Clinton in a general election. And they're handing Republicans issues at which they can draw contrast between themselves and Obama and Hillary Clinton. Cuba is a perfect example of this. I mean, normalizing relations with Cuba has definitely been something that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, both Cuban Americans, have gone after tremendously, and they've really, you know, made their points on that issue and drawn contrast between themselves and President Obama and the Democrats who support that move. You know, closing Guantanamo Bay, that's another issue. You have Republican voters talking about that a lot and refuting this claim that it's, you know, a breeding ground for or a way that terrorists reconnect and are recruited. I mean, that's something that Republicans have really sought to dispel. And so it's going to be interesting to see how Obama's pursuit of his own legacy impacts Hillary Clinton's run in the general election if she is the Democratic nominee.
Well, to your point, Gabby, when you've got Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz's family subjected to the communist regime there, they went through all this. I mean, you know, we've had several conversations with Ted's dad, Rafael, and he relates, you know, what happened to him as a young man, you know, left for dead, beaten many times. And, you know, he leaves Cuba. I think he was still a teenager. He leaves Cuba with $100 sewn in his shorts to come to America to start a new life. And his is another one of those great American success stories. And look what he has now. He has a son running for president of the United States. I mean, that says a lot about it. And so when Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio stand up and say, wait a minute, what are you doing here? I have to listen to them. I mean, because they know from whence they came.
You know, Ted Cruz definitely has an interesting story on this issue and a really personal one. And I think it's something that he can run away with in a general election if he emerges as a Republican nominee. It's going to be a point of contention between him and Clinton, almost certainly.
You know, without a doubt, no doubt about it. Gabby Morongiello, political reporter for the Washington Examiner. Gabby, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much for, you know, dropping in and bringing us up to date on the primaries and, you know, Belgium and also Cuba. Gabby Morongiello. This is Bill Martinez at 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck.
And I want to start by asking you if you agree with that statement that this is a strategic campaign to destabilize Europe by ISIS.
Well, we certainly have, again, without knowing exactly who is responsible, we've seen the claims that that Daesh is responsible. I think the investigators are still working their way through that. That said, clearly groups like this have capabilities that we have to take very seriously, and they have threatened Western targets now for a long, long time, and it's a threat that we are all too familiar with, sadly, and trying to better prepare ourselves for. I will tell you, though, that one thing I think is important to remember, that this group Daesh, again, not saying that they are responsible for this, but they are under increasing pressure in Iraq and Syria, and we are seeing them resort to more traditional terrorist tactics like suicide bombings and car bombs and those kinds of things because they aren't able to hold and grab the territory they once were, because they are suffering a lot of hits to their resources. They're having trouble recruiting. They're losing lots of defectors now in ways they weren't before. They're even hiring now child soldiers to go into the field with their adult male fighters. So this is a group that is not operating at all the way it used to. And we think that one of the reasons why you're starting to see more of these kinds of attacks, even in Baghdad, is because this group is under some pressure.
Yes,
well, with
us
right now that, you know, talk more about this is Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, former Green Beret, CEO of Mission America, author of the best-selling novel Game Changers, spent 23 years in the Army Special Forces, career involved in foreign internal defense, counterinsurgency, and stability missions. Colonel, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on, man.
Well, I'll tell you, this thing is unraveling here in Belgium. You know, when it comes to a whole national security strategy. As their spokesman had said last night, they're overwhelmed, they're undermanned, they can't possibly follow up on all the leads. And it's no wonder when you consider that only 1% of their GDP is targeted, you know, for national defense.
Yeah, look, I think it's time that we have a pretty sobering conversation about violent extremism, particularly Islamist violent extremism, and even more particularly ISIS. You know, what I've noticed, Bill, that we're doing over and over again is here in America, every time this happens, we stop. You know, we stop watching the Kardashians or the Bachelor for a few minutes and we go, oh my God, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. And then we go right back to it. And my, you know, my perspective, and I think you share it, is we're only going to get so many of these glimpses at what ISIS is doing in Western Europe before it comes here. A big lesson to learn from what's happened in Belgium is they did not put a premium on dealing with this problem on the front end. And now they're reaping it on the back end. And if we don't wake up, we're going to do the exact same thing.
Well, we heard from John Kirby, retired Rear Admiral of the United States Navy, who is now the new spokesman for the U.S. Department of State. And, gosh, I mean, I feel for him at times here, Colonel, because I feel like he's getting the short end of the stick, and they put him out there, you know, to try to explain the unexplainable from a position that doesn't make sense. You know, whether or not you had a military background or not, you just go something, you know, somebody doesn't know how to fight a war here.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, what I've been doing, Bill, with my nonprofit Mission America, is I've been going all over the country talking in town halls to Americans about the dangers of violent extremism, in particular ISIS, what it means in this election cycle. And, you know, everybody I talk to is just like what you said, moms and grandmothers, small business owners. They're like, you know what, something's not right here. Something, how could we be in this war for 15 years and our candidates are saying the exact same things that they were saying in 02? Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, does anybody listening to that newscast that you just showed, that press conference, really believe that ISIS is on the ropes right now?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, this is really a bottom line. I mean, they see them as winning, and this is what's empowering them, and they're getting more followers that are willing to follow their ideology. And then we have a president, an administration that doesn't even want to say we're at war, and now we're starting to have, you know, people, you know, brilliant military people who have since retired, and so now they have the freedom to speak up, or, you know, they're going, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're at war here. And not everybody's quite picking up on it. And you have a president who is on the apologetic tour. You know, he's apologizing, whether it's in Europe, now it's in Cuba. And that's his focus. And while Belgium has been attacked, he's at a baseball game.
Well, look, I don't think this administration, I've served under both administrations. And let me be clear, first of all. I mean, most military guys that have fought in this war, Bill, you know, we're really apolitical as we come at this. This is not a Republican issue. This is not a Democrat issue. This is an American issue, right?
Right.
And we've been at this war three times longer than World War II. My son is getting ready to saddle up and go fight the war that we should have finished.
Exactly.
And so when I sit there and I just believe this administration, they're not going to get it done. They're not going to try to get it done. But that doesn't mean that we need to wait for the next administration. What Americans need to do, and what I'm saying in these town halls, is we need to get activated and involved right now in this political season, and exercise our rights as citizens to demand a change in how we fight. Our nonprofit Mission America is actually putting forward a contract to protect America at contracttoprotectamerica.org, and it is a 10-point contract that represents the lessons that warriors have learned, forged on this battlefield against this enemy, and how we can defeat them. And we need a million signatures in this election cycle to demand our politicians get serious and fight differently. Because you know what, Bill? If we don't do this, listen to what our politicians are saying in response to Brussels. It is exactly what they were saying after 9/11. We are going to have to get activated as citizens at a grassroots level and demand change. And frankly, I need your help on it and your listeners' help on it.
Well, we're going to, as soon as you get that done, Scott, we'll link it on our website. We'll continue to spread the word out on this, because this is absolutely important. I mean, you know, the president's job one is to protect the national security of its citizens. And I got to tell you, I don't see it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, when you look at what's happened overseas, you know, the ineffectiveness of NATO, the UN, our borders here to the south, and we're not even talking about our porous borders up north or even as they come through Hawaii. I mean, Sheriff Joe Arpaio has some interesting information about how porous our borders are from Hawaii. And we're not even talking about that. And then you got on top of it, we got a crazy governor out in California who signs a bill to allow illegals to get California driver's license. And as if that's not enough, they're now going to be allowed to vote. I mean, this is absolutely insane what's going on here. But if we're not going to grab hold of it and address this issue, as you say, Scott, with some truth and sobriety, you know, it's business as usual.
It absolutely is. And what we've been conditioned to do as Americans, Bill, is for our politicians to say, listen, this is very complicated. This whole ISIS thing, this whole terrorism thing, it's very complicated. What we'd like you to do is go back to your episode of The Bachelor, go back to your life, just let us handle it. We have it
right
here. And you know what? They don't have it.
No, they don't.
Americans are smart people. We have always been smart people, and we know BS when we smell it, and it's big time right now. Think about it this way. I mean, I'm sure a lot of your listeners played football. You know, would you ever consider going up against a football team, right, that is extremely good, and you have a scouting report on your desk on this football team, and you say, you know what, that's really given us an unfair advantage. We're going to leave the scouting report at home, and we're just going to go play these guys. In fact, I'm not even going to tell the team, my team, the name of the team we're playing, because that would just not be fair. It would be unfair to that team. We'd be really isolating them and targeting them. We're just not going to. I mean, there's probably people listening to that going, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. But is that any different, Bill, than what we're doing right now in this fight against ISIS?
Without a doubt. Because, you know, we've won so many championships before, you know, we just don't deserve them because, you know, we were just kind of lucky, you know, Scott. That's the deal.
Right.
It's you know, and as you say, we're just taking unfair advantage of these people. Our conversation continues with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. Stay with us, America. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This report is brought to you by MileIQ. With tax season upon us, Americans are thinking about basic charitable giving and mortgage deductions. But many forget about mileage deductions, despite the fact that millions of Americans qualify for it. There are more than 60 million self-directed workers in the U.S., all of whom can take a tax deduction for the business miles they drive. According to the IRS, the mileage deduction is the single largest deduction for Schedule C filers. Mileage deductions are frequently audited, so knowing how to correctly track this information is critical. U.S. workers who use their personal vehicle for business purposes drive more than 12,000 miles per year on average, which could equal deductions of more than $6,900. Chuck Dietrich, co-founder MileIQ.
It's really important to have a reliable tracking system when deducting or expensing your mileage. Our app, MileIQ, available for iPhone and Android, automatically and accurately captures all of your drives and provides all the information you need for your mileage log.
For more, visit MileIQ.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, 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 like you shake, shake, shake.
Okay, I think we need to shake some things up. What do you think? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. It is all about you here at BillMartinezLive.com. Our conversation continues with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. But I want to read from the website, Contract to Protect America, these three values and focal points of this contract. It says the Contract to Protect America is an agreement between the leaders, the President and Congress of our federal government, local politicians, and the American people. Its purpose is to guarantee the most fundamental constitutional requirement our government has, to protect the people of the United States. This contract is based upon three primary components. Those components are recognition, determination, and action. Recognition, we need our politicians and citizens to recognize the growing threat of Islamist violent extremism, which means that we have to have our head on a swivel as well, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep the pressure on the politicians and citizens, but this political correctness that has stifled conversation that has us concerned about being Islamophobic, like what one neighbor in San Bernardino, California had to say. He said, well, I saw some suspicious things there, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to be, you know, labeled as an Islamophobe and anti-Muslim and that sort of thing, so I didn't say anything. Didn't say anything, so now we have 14 people dead. Thank you very much. Determination. Our politicians have been more consumed with staying in office and remaining politically correct than they have in defeating the growing enemy. Action. At the end of the day, this is about meaningful action. It involves action by we the people to demand our politicians do what's right to protect America. Go to the website. This is a contract to protect America.org. And of course, it'll be linked on our website too at BillMartinezLive.com. Sign and share. You want to sign the contract and you want to share it. Get it out there because we need to let Congress, we need to, you know, let not only our politicians, but the world know that we're serious about this, Colonel. And I appreciate and applaud you for, you know, stepping forward and making this available to us.
No, thanks, Bill. And look, man, thanks for taking the time to read that. You know, I think it's time for all of us to just pause for a second, take a breath, and say, you know what? No one else is coming. No one else is going to come and fix this unless we demand that it be fixed. I mean, you brought up the example of the neighbor who didn't say anything about Farouk and Tashin, the San Bernardino shooters. Mm-hmm. But we all have a gut instinct, man, especially Americans. We're really good at our gut instinct. We know down at a visceral human level when something doesn't feel right. And I think most people listening to your show, Bill, they know something doesn't feel right about what our politicians are saying and how we're fighting this war. So let's do something right now. Let's take action in this political cycle. And this petition, I just can't think of a better way to do it. If we can get 1 million signatures, if people can share with their networks, we can start, you know, politicians are political animals. They got to stay in office. And they're extremely attentive to what we're saying right now as they pander for votes. So let's use our power.
Well, Scott, to your point about the visceral and the instinctive understanding of the threat, we understand it. I mean, look what's happening across this country. You know, why are people going into gun stores across the country and purchasing guns? Because they've lost faith with their local law enforcement officials in saying, hey, look, it, I need to be the first line of defense. When it takes 12 minutes or so on average for a law enforcement officer to handle a 9/11 call, well, a lot can happen in 12 minutes when, you know, you're threatened by a gun and an attack on your family that's measured in seconds. How do you comprehend 12 minutes? At that point, you're just collecting bodies. You're not doing anything to defend or protect.
No, absolutely. And, you know, that Second Amendment right that we all enjoy to protect our home, property, and families is an amazing thing. And I certainly exercise it in my life, and I know many other listeners do as well. And you know what disappoints me, but I think we've got to get back as Americans, is we are an exceptional country, Bill. You know, I've traveled all over the world, and I've worked in some of the darkest places on the planet. And what makes America exceptional is this ability that we have to trust beyond our ethnicity, our organization, our groups, and really live in a rule of law society that values the individual, not the tribe, not the clan, not the things that matter in these other places where ISIS, you know, thrives. And we're losing that. Trust is eroding in our society every day. Trust in our politicians, trust in our neighbors, trust in ourselves. And ISIS is exploiting that. In fact, if your listeners will go and Google a video called No Respite ISIS Propaganda Video, and they can watch it, they'll see that almost that entire video in perfect English is ISIS propaganda machines exploiting the erosion of trust in our society. And it's really disappointing. Our politicians are largely to blame for this, but Americans, we hold responsibility as well. It's time to take it back. It starts by just getting back to who we are as Americans and stepping into the breach and leading and not waiting for Washington to do it.
Well, we need to really understand what is going on and how we're being threatened and not be like what's happening. In fact, I just heard reports, here it is, the day after the attack, Scott, and it's back to business as usual. It's almost like, okay, it kind of reminds me of that scene in Star Wars, you know, where they go and they shoot up that the little cabana there, you know, there where they're drinking and everything, and they shoot up the place, and then all of a sudden the music starts up, and it's okay, everything's back to normal. And this is what's happening. We're so in a hurry in this expedited world that we live in today that we want to get back to normal, that we're ignoring the obvious. We're stepping over bodies and you know, we're a little inconvenienced because there's some blood and body parts around. But, you know, hey, let's just get back to normal here.
Yeah, what a great analogy to Star Wars for. I never thought about that, but that's so true. And what I would remind your listeners to think about, a couple things, is I talk about this in chapter one of my book, Game Changers, where I basically lay out exactly how America will respond the next time a cataclysmic attack comes to our shore. And it will. I mean, it's a matter of time. And the reason is this, Bill, and this is what the press conference you played, the press secretary did not talk about, and you're not hearing others talk about, is ISIS is very different than Al-Qaeda. ISIS is ideologically committed to a bastardized prophecy of Islam that results in the end of days, the apocalypse.
Exactly.
And they believe that they will usher that in on their watch. But to have that, they need an epic battle in Syria with 80 banners from 80 Western infidel countries, and they are doing these acts of violence across Europe and in the U.S. to get us drawn in. They want us emotionally drawn in, post 9/11 style, to go into Syria and give them this manufactured holy war they crave. They will not stop until they get that. Every American has got to understand that and know that this is not just political positioning by a little terror group. This is them moving toward an apocalyptic vision of war that they will keep coming at us until they are defeated.
Exactly. And what people need to understand, Scott, though, you talk about Europe and what's happening here domestically, also in South America. And that even brings to light all the more our porous borders to the south here, because they're having their way. They're just walking right on through. I mean, we see the reports of prayer rugs and Qurans right there, and it's like, well, where do you think they come from? You think the Mexicans are dropping those off there? I don't think so.
Almost no one, Bill, talked about one of the most sinister reports that came over the open sources a few weeks ago. I wrote about it. I spoke about it. Hardly anyone picked up on it. But ISIS not only has possession of chemical munitions, specifically mustard gas, but they have used it. They have used it on the battlefield against innocent civilians multiple times in Iraq and Syria. That is unprecedented in the world of violent extremism for a terror group to have that kind of chemical munition, to have used it, and then to have the unfettered access that they have to our southern border, and to know that they have that apocalyptic vision bent on drawing us into an emotional response. I mean, come on, man. You don't have to be a military genius to know where that one is going. And what a shame it's going to be on the right side of that cataclysmic event when there's a chemical attack or an attack, a complex attack on elementary schools, where we just shake our heads and go, oh, my God, how did this happen?
Exactly. Well, Scott, one of the basic principles of this contract to protect America is the recognition of our enemy. And, you know, we just got tossed up another name for our enemy, ISIS, ISIL, now Daesh. You know, it's essentially one and the same, isn't it?
I think it is, man. I get so tired of a lot of these politicians who, frankly, are about an inch deep and a mile wide on these terror groups, coming up with these clever little names to somehow communicate to, you know, the unwashed listeners and viewers like ourselves that we just don't quite know enough about these guys. These guys are the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. They can change their names however they want. They have an operating system that is apocalyptic. And you know what, Bill? They also have a ton of vulnerabilities because of their horrific social control that they apply on these places like Iraq and Syria at village levels, where they're vulnerable. It's an Achilles heel, and tribes and clans will fight them. But because we don't just name our enemy and stick with it and look at where they're vulnerable, our politicians don't talk about opportunities. They just cite out these other little clever names and just talk that it's complicated.
Right.
It's time to get real on this enemy and pull them apart. Look at where they're vulnerable. My book, Game Changers, does that. The Contract to Protect America does that. Let's start demanding that our politicians get more in-depth. I'll say it this way. Can we get some politicians in 2016, Bill, that have one-third of the courage and technical competence of the young men and women they keep sending over there to fight? That's
Amen.
What we've got to demand.
Exactly. Well, Colonel, the other thing is that, you know, there is such a cry for leadership on the world stage, domestically as well.
Yeah.
That is what has been anemic throughout the world right now. I mean, Marco Rubio said it very clearly that you know, our allies don't trust us and our enemies don't fear us. That is a bad, bad formula for success.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, this is, you know, I'm not going to wait around to be led anymore by these folks in Washington, D.C. And I really wonder if your listeners are getting a little tired of that as well. Leadership starts at home. Leadership starts in the community. Leadership starts in your state. It starts with what you're doing on the radio, Bill. We all have the capacity to lead from where we are, and people will follow us when we do that with that kind of...
We all have an important role to play, and we've got to play it. And, Scott, man, thank you for your critical role you're playing right now. Scott, of course, former Lieutenant Colonel and Green Beret, CEO of Mission America. This is Bill Martinez, a wrap for us. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Bill Martinez Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.